Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, where's the old food truck gonna be today?
We are at Lower Left Brewery now, Wednesdays through Saturdays.
Oh, but I thought you said you had two gigs today.
Yeah, right after I get out of here, we do lunch at this place up in University area.
Oh.
It's like a business park.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
In that area.
Shut up.
It's a drug business park is what it is.
We have a lot of nice people that come to see us because we do that every last Thursday of the month at the same place.
Yeah.
So we have quite a following.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I get it. But I think we're all kind of overhearing how tired you are all the time.
Well, I'm tired.
We had a meeting, and I was the one elected to tell you in the intervention. All you do is talk about how tired you are and can't wait until your next nap.
I can't wait to nap.
I mean,
it's hard. Yesterday I was up from like 4 in the morning and I went to sleep at 11 at night and pretty much worked because we had an event right after I left here and then we had another event. So that was like 3 work things in one day. And it's the same thing today.
Well,
it's a lot. I'd be tired.
I thought you were a hustler.
I do it.
I'm a hustler, baby.
But I'm
going to
like say that I'm tired.
I think when you come in here on the days that you work here, you should start wearing a hairnet.
Shut up.
Yeah. You should wear a hairnet in here. Do you wear a hairnet on the truck?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Now that it's cooling off, like, oh, first of all, it's so much better working in that truck now that the weather's a lot better. But I started wearing my hats again. Because before, my head would get so sweaty that the hat would just be sweaty. And I'm like, it's not good.
Yeah. So what are the rules for hair nets?
When the health inspector came, they never said anything about us having to wear hair nets. So.
Yeah, but I mean, you've been in the restaurant business all the way up until you started working for us. What were, when they would come by, the cooks, they didn't have to wear them or anything?
Why do you see people?
Why would anybody choose that, though? Because you see them all the time, people wearing hair nets and beard nets and all of that. I guess it could be the people who own the restaurant rule.
Yeah, any restaurant I've ever worked at, I've never seen beard nets or hair nets.
When I worked at Wendy's, they had them.
Did they make you wear them?
I didn't have a beard at the time, so no. You had to wear a hat if you weren't going to wear a hair net.
Could you tuck the beard into the hat?
That'd be fun.
They make you wear a pube net?
Ew.
That's a question. Did you see that TikTok of the woman? She's real hot and she's like, here's me trying to pick up guys on the beach with a huge bush, and she put on fake, like a whatever they call that, like the fake wig in a tiny bikini. And she goes up to like guys that are laying out on the beach. She's like, hey, I just saw you, thought you were really cute. And I mean, it's like out of the sides
funny
of the
joke.
Bikini.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. And she gets a lot of numbers. Like, but guys were clearly like, oh, whoa, whoa. They noticed.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to disrupt. But
no, I think that's funny.
Yeah, it was interesting because she's hot.
I think that'd be funny for a guy to do.
With like a huge mush.
Yeah. Rob wears underwear to his knees now.
That is not false.
Oh, what?
Like he wears boxer briefs that come down to his knees.
What is that?
I reordered them from Walmart, which is where I get my boxer briefs, and I must have clicked the long ones because I can feel these on the top of my kneecap right now.
Really? Coming out. Yeah, if he's sitting, you can see him in his shorts, like coming out of the bottom.
It's like I'm wearing long johns.
I've never even heard of underwear that are like that. They come down to your knee. What's the
point they make
of that?
Tommy John ones that you wear. They make them in longer.
Really?
Yeah.
I like a good sporty trunk. Uh-huh. I like right under my butt cheeks. Really, down to your knee, huh?
It's weird. Like I can feel it in the crease behind my knee as well.
Do you feel quicker?
No.
I feel like when you're wrapped up like that and like something tight, you just feel kind of more.
Just more agile. Like you cut through the like, wind better.
They're like compression shorts or something. Yeah.
Like sliding you see, like you see runners and they have those little longer ones. Like this makes me faster.
Yeah, I totally see that. What color are they?
Gray and black are the colors I got.
But you don't you don't look at it and go, oh, you know what? This is not so bad where you'd want to order some more like that.
Well, no, because it's going to take getting used to because you don't have the touch sensory issues.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
My underwear is groping me.
Oh, my kneecaps.
I can feel it. I don't normally feel that I'm wearing underwear, but I feel it all the time now.
Are they built the same way a regular boxer brief, like in the crotch area?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one has, like, you know, the little pouch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What brand are they?
Hanes, I think.
Mm.
Alexis heard the word pouch and she immediately recoiled.
Ew, I do not want to hear about your pouch, bro.
It's a pouch. Deal with it.
So
it's a sack.
Ew. Yeah. Ew.
So what goes?
That's even worse. See, so, he always says take.
What goes? What goes in that? What goes in the pouch? The testicles or the penis?
Go in there.
I thought they make underwear now where you separate them. See, I don't wear drawers, so I don't know. It?
Wouldn't that be uncomfortable for y'all? That
seems very uncomfortable.
Yeah, there are pairs that have like a double sack in it, you know.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Can you run the back seat if you got any more double sack? I'm looking for the double sack.
I need a double sack. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Are the single sacks the only ones you
have? I ain't wore single sacks since I was in middle school.
Yeah. I looked at it. I couldn't find nothing. I'm just curious if you've got double sack.
But isn't that what? Was it Hanes that was doing those funny commercials not long ago where the guy was talking about separation or whatever it was?
Somebody big was doing it because that was all the, because every of these, like, you know, super expensive underwear brands were doing that already, like the separation.
But I don't know what
the dual pouch is.
What goes where?
I think you put, well, the one I saw, I think you were supposed to put the main part in one, you know, in the front.
Yeah.
Hold on, I found it.
That was what that pocket was for.
But you put your balls in a pouch on the back?
Yeah, basically.
So the things are going separate directions?
Yeah.
That's
east and west.
Yeah, I don't know how that works at all.
No, one in front of the other.
Oh, okay. I was like,
a barrier between.
Yeah.
The berries one way, the stick the other.
Yeah.
That just seems like we're complicating a relatively simple process, right?
Can't you just like squish it and put it away?
I got a graphic I'll send you.
Yes.
I put on a pair of really thin lounging shorts the other day. They're gym shorts, but they're for lounging.
Oh.
And then I looked in the mirror and I said, oh, that, these are obscene.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, because I mean, I don't wear drawers. Yeah, I mean, you could pretty much
see it all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
And it's like, oh well. So, I switched them out because I mean, you could say, "Well, I should go put drawers on." I'm like,
not worth it.
No.
There you go. I sent you a diagram of how the separate the separate tech.
Yeah, separate but equal.
Ew.
Like it's a tech, not separate.
Why are they using bananas and eggs?
That's better than the real thing.
No, I'd rather see the real thing if it's going to be a cartoon.
The dual pouch.
That's ugly, dude. Meet
the dual pouch. A 7-pack for $55.99.
It says put your thirst
looks I through. Just, I'm not doing that.
No wrap.
Hey, Rob, quick question. Is YouTube off?
It shouldn't be.
Okay. Well, I just got a text message from TJ's little friend Jenny that says, I think Rob accidentally turned off YouTube earlier.
I am going to throw that computer into the effing wall.
Oh, man, we were talking about sacks and everything.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, it's not. I hate this video.
Anyway, I think this can't be what the Hanes draws look like with the pouch, right? What he sent.
I don't know. I never saw that. I don't remember the Hanes commercial. That
well, the ones that I have just has the single pouch thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that where you keep your Joey?
Yeah, they've made quite big advancements in the world of men's underwear. It's about time, though.
But are they all necessary, though? You know what I mean? I guess that's my question, too, TJ. Is that an advancement, or is it just doing something for no reason?
Well, if you've got an issue, then it is. They're clear. I mean, they say the best products are the ones that fix problems. So clearly there were guys out there like, could you invent something that actually separates my nuts from my schveen? They're like, well, we will work on that because we've gotten a ton of email.
Well, is it? Yeah. I mean, do you guys get
like a rash?
Yeah, like a rash or something if your parts are touching?
It might just be a little more hygienic to kind of separate them and keep them from getting too sweaty, maybe.
It all turns into like a mush.
Are we just overthinking it now a little bit?
Yeah. I say just go back to the days of men's underwear only being white briefs.
Ew,
with
no.
Yellow stains in the front.
Ew, no.
Exactly.
No, thank you.
Just like the good old days.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Hey, it's TJ, and you know I love Omaha Steaks, and they got something brand new that you are going to love as well. Omaha Steaks, all new Smash Burgers. That's right, they're made from 100% extra aged beef, and because they come from Omaha, you know they're top quality and delicious. 16 of them free in the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/Omaha. So yes, all of the other top quality products that are second to none from Omaha Steaks and Smash Burgers. 16 free with the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/Omaha. See site for details.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel at the Media Center at tjriggins.com and watch the TJ and Riggins Show, extra funny and new playlists. TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Get that amazing 41% off deal that TJ has at our deals page using code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
More than just a little funny. This is extra funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show's Extra Funny Podcast.
Wow. Wowzers. Rob said something this morning about a friend of his who keeps lists of things that are just weird, you know, off the wall, quirky type things. And we said, hey, we need to hear more of that. We need some specifics. And he just said it, a matter of fact, like, The Rock is on my friend's list of bald celebrities he doesn't like or hates or whatever.
He calls it, he has a top five best balds and top five worst balds.
Is he bald?
No.
Okay.
Gotta hear that.
I mean, and this is the only list he had. He doesn't have other ones like top 10 redheads, top 10 or worst five redheads.
I will say he is an African American man, and he has his list of top five whites.
Oh,
top five whites. All right. Now we're
talking. Oh, well. I don't have that information.
Oh, I didn't know he was black.
Well, he's a mixed person. So
you guys are in my top five whites.
Did we make the cut?
Yeah.
Thank God. I want to hear his bottom five whites. This is more interesting, I think.
I didn't know he was black and Rob. Well, he's mixed.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
He's a mixed person.
Oh, my God.
Black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Too funny.
Yeah, I get it. So what is his list?
All right, so we'll do the best balds first because it's not as funny as the worst ones. So number five on his list is Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number four is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Good one.
Ving Rhames at number three. And a new addition, because I didn't have the most up-to-date best balds list. Ed Harris jumped to number two.
Yeah, I like Ed Harris.
And I did. That wasn't on his list before, so I don't know. And then number one, Patrick Stewart. This is number one.
Oh, that's right. That's right. If he's your friend, he's into Star Trek and all that stuff.
Jean-Luc Picard. That's who he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
a good one. Professor Xavier's
also a good white.
Mm-hmm. Also making another appearance in my top five whites.
I don't remember specifics, but I do remember Sandra Bullock was in his top five whites.
Oh God, that's the funniest thing ever.
Now here's the worst five, and I thought it was in the incorrect order, so I asked him to be specific. Because number five is Jeff Bezos, or Bezos.
Yeah, the worst balds.
And now, at number four, is The Rock. So The Rock has declined on his list. It used to be number one.
So he's not judging this just based on looks?
No, it's based on whether he likes or dislikes him.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then next on the list, at number three, is Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two, Tyrese. So he's got three Fast and Furious stars on this list. Yeah.
He's worse than Riggins.
This might be my list.
And his least favorite bald is Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
It's like the nicest guy. To like him a lot more than I do now.
Yeah, I don't know what he didn't give me specifics as to why, but he just said, yeah, he's on number one on his list.
Terry Crews. Yeah, he seems to be beloved. Beloved.
Hmm. Bruce Willis didn't make either of the lists.
No, that's surprising.
Hmm. But who was the number one on the good one?
Patrick Stewart.
Right, and he's most well known, obviously, for the Strongbow commercials.
Oh, they had the cider.
Wasn't that him?
Oh yeah, it was.
Yeah, I love those commercials. He was good in those. Yeah.
But the previous top five, Patrick Stewart's always been number one. Stone Cold used to be number two. But Ed Harris bumped Vern Troyer off the list.
Vern Troyer was on the list. Okay.
Is Mini-Me still alive?
No, he died a few years ago.
Yeah, I thought so.
Who loves Mini-Me? I just love him.
He used to be his number four.
That's wild.
But Ving Rhames is up, and Samuel L. Jackson dropped as well. So
I don't know who my favorite bald is.
It should be your boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not bald right now, though. So at this present moment.
Yeah, see if you can come up with a... It's probably easier for you to do the bottom whites.
Rob.
Least favorite whites. Can you imagine if we...
Walter.
Oh, that's the funniest thing ever.
since he's biracial, does he have a list of most and least favorite blacks?
I think he does, but I don't remember that one.
Yeah. Because it didn't hurt as much?
Well, yeah. He talks about his favorite whites a lot, more often than he talks about his favorite blacks.
Well, talks about it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Talks about it all the time.
Can we talk about some of my favorite whites?
And it came up recently when the Sandra Bullock thing was going on with the Blind Side movie, so that's why it's more fresh in my mind.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. Sandra Bullock is like quintessentially white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like very much a standard example of a white person.
And everybody loves her.
Yeah,
I like her. Yeah. She would be on my list. I just watched Miss Congeniality again the other day. Great movie.
Great white person.
Great white person. Great movie.
Busy Phillips, also on the list. Five favorite white people.
Maybe throw Drew Barrymore on there.
I think maybe the... When you say whitest, it's... There's a lot of anti-white racism going on now in the country, so it's not as funny as it used to be when you talk about that. But if I had to say what would be described to me, my description of the whitest celebrity, Gwyneth Paltrow would have to be high on that list.
Oh, for sure.
Very right? white.
As favorite?
No, just in general.
Most white.
Yeah. The least soul, I guess, would be a better way to say it.
I think of Andrew Zimmern, the guy that eats all those funky foods like on the Travel Channel.
Oh, and he's got those little spectacles. Bald guy. Yeah.
He seems like a very white guy to me.
Isn't he bald?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of feminine acting.
Yeah.
I saw him dumpster diving in one of his episodes, and he was crying. Like, that. People throwing all this good food away. Yeah. You know,
dumpster diving, very much a white person thing.
Yeah. He's walking around with a bunch of hippies in San Francisco, and they're pulling lettuce out of a dumpster and eating. Oh, this is still good.
We're going to make a salad.
Ew.
Yeah, it's dumpster crazy. Salad. Crazy.
That's nasty. See how you guys be doing weird things sometimes?
What? Who's you guys? White people?
Yeah. Isn't he just say he's one of the whitest whites?
I think so.
He's pretty white.
Yeah, that's funny.
Come up with that list. Put together a list of your favorite whites, Alexis.
I need to put a list of my favorite blacks together.
Sure. Does anyone pop out?
No.
Absolutely not.
You bite your tongue. No.
Fun.
I think Ice Cube would be your number one, wouldn't it?
Who, Ice Cube?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Ice Cube a lot. But I mean, you know, I grew up as, you know, Richard Pryor being idol in life.
I think mine would be Dave Chappelle.
Really? Your what favorite black person?
You guys are so dumb.
How is it any dumber than your favorite white person?
Yeah. That's dumb too. That's the whole thing. Agree, it's all so dumb.
How is it any dumber?
It's all dumb. I mean, that's the whole point. The fact that his friend would have a list, like, what?
He's constantly making lists.
Yeah, he's updating them too.
So should we have a running list of favorite and least favorite Hispanics?
Sure. Yeah, who's a fave?
Ooh.
Mine is Selena.
Tejano singer Selena.
Yep.
Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. She'd be on my least favorite.
Oh.
Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. what's the woman's name that played in that movie with The Rock where he was a football player and the little girl was
I don't know.
He was adopting a little girl or something. Or maybe the little girl was his and he didn't know he had her. I can't.
The tooth fairy one?
No, he was a football player, not a tooth fairy. No.
The game playing? Is that the
game? Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
And she was pretty.
Eva Longoria. Sweet.
No, I don't like her. Oh, she'd be least.
Rosalind Sanchez, is that her?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. Is Eva Mendez? What's her heritage?
She's Hispanic.
Yeah. Eva Mendez and Salma Hayek are the two.
Oh, Salma Hayek, yes.
Yeah, Salma Hayek.
But I think Eva Mendez is just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Are there any we like because of something other than they're beautiful?
No, I like this. I like this Rosalind Sanchez. I like her acting too. She seems like a good person.
Ace's least favorite Hispanic is Mario Lopez.
Yeah, it's probably not even real Hispanic. I'm trying to get over that.
Let's see.
You and Mario Lopez running neck and neck on that. Yeah, that's the first one that popped. If you had to say least favorite Hispanic, I'd be like, that's going to pop up in my mind first.
Is John Leguizamo Hispanic?
He's my least favorite.
Yeah, he's annoying to me.
Yeah, he would be on top of my least favorite list.
I do like him as Sid, though, in Ice Age.
Mm.
Dominic Mysterio from the wrestling, I'm not a huge fan of, but that's him.
He's Hispanic?
Yeah, he's Hispanic.
Mysterio?
It sounds like you're saying he's a Spanish.
He's
Hispanic.
He's Hispanic. Yeah,
there was two Hispanics over there. One of my best friends is a Hispanic.
Do you have favorite whites, Alexis?
I don't know.
Leo is probably one.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm. I love him.
Yeah. You like Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, I like Ryan Reynolds. I want to say he's like one of my favorite white people.
Ooh, Canadians.
Oh.
Yeah, does that count?
Mm. Are your favorites all his?
So white Canadians and white Americans.
Yeah. White American, like the cheese. Yeah.
Just like you done at Subway.
Are all these lists available on like his Google Drive that he sends out to all his friends? No, he's like, hey, I've updated the list.
It just comes up in conversation. Like if he's when he starts talking about The Rock, he'll say, well, that's why he's one of my least favorite balds.
Could you find out what lists he has? I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah, I'll send him a message.
Yeah, I would love to know about his various lists. Who knows what he's got going?
Yeah, one of my least favorite Hispanics would be, I think, Ray Romano.
What?
Ray Romano.
No, he'd be on my favorite list of Hispanics. I really like him.
Is he really Hispanic?
No, he's not.
Oh. I was like, Romano.
He has to be on your favorite Italian people.
Yes. Well, it's all the same to me.
Yeah. They ain't from America.
I don't know no difference. That's
Romano, Leguizamo.
That's the one I didn't know.
I like that. I like that one fella. He's all right. I don't know if I'd put him on my list of favorite Hispanics or not, but that. That and it's running for president. Ramaswamy.
Yeah.
Neogenics presents the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show. Click on acetj.com/neogenics. More Extra Funny next.
The Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park is for all guests of the TJ and Riggins Show. It's a beautiful new hotel in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. It's got a modern design and floor-to-ceiling windows that showcase the beauty of the Queen City. We think you're going to love it because we definitely do. It's got two great restaurants and a fantastic bar and lounge, all while being surrounded by specialty boutiques, fun breweries, and historic landmarks. Oh, and they'll host your weddings, celebrations, and business meetings, too. Book your stay today at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Make your company part of the new radio explosion. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. Live on the Ace and TJ app every weekday at 9 a.m. and download it wherever you want. This is Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast.
Today's Thursday, right?
Yep. Yep.
Y'all know anything about Kernersville, North Carolina?
Kernersville?
That's where we're going.
They got popcorn?
Small town adventure.
Oh my gosh, shut up.
That's Kernels. That would be Kernersville, wouldn't it?
Oh, what are you saying?
Kernersville?
Sounds
Kernersville.
That's where we're going for small town adventures Saturday.
Let's start looking
Let's see what I can find out here.
Ooh, they got a Dario.
The heart of the triad in Forsyth County.
All right, Rob, you've never seen any of the small town adventures videos, have you?
Yes, I
have. We don't go to fast food place.
Oh,
they got a Dario. Hit that.
I mean, they're clearly a great place.
We're going to Kerner. They got a Dario.
Population 26,481 as of the 2020 census.
Mm-hmm. 2020 senseless. It's more like it.
Well, you got passed through Winston-Salem.
Yeah. Voted one of the best places to live in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they got a place called Prissy Polly's Pig and Barbecue.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that.
Prissy Polly's. Where y'all going? We're going to go down to Prissy Polly's.
Y'all want to go to Prissy Polly's? I got to make a reservation.
Prissy
Polly's Pig and Barbecue.
If y'all don't get in the car, we're not going to make it to Prissy Polly's.
The place called Don Juan's Mexico.
Yeah.
Whole Mexico is his.
Sorry, it's Mexican. I said it wrong.
But, I mean, they have one of those deals where you can get that water massage.
Sure. Yeah, what's it? Who found Kernersville? Is that the tour guide, Jody?
I guess, or listeners suggested it or something. I'm not sure.
I remember on the podcast, you were like, so where are we going this week, Jody? And you're like, she was like, I don't know. Because you said you were trying to get it announced on Mondays now, right?
Yeah. But we got close. This is the first mention of it. It's Thursday on Extra Funny. So
gaining on it. We are gaining on it.
Mm-hmm. But all of those suggestions, they start coming in so fast. You got to try this. You got to try that. You got to try this. Got to try that. And, we don't get a chance to try as many as we would like because the time runs out. So I got to get, somewhere when the ball game comes on.
Yeah. Alexis just found a menu from a place called Peppers.
J. Peppers.
Oh, J. Peppers.
J. Peppers. It looks pretty good.
Double D Saloon.
Do you guys go out to eat at any of these like towns, or you just kind of stop and like grab something to drink real quick and like a bite?
No, we eat.
Eats?
Yeah, okay. But that's not all we do.
Okay.
We're trying, and especially this time, we're trying to work in other stuff, activities and things, rather than just bar hopping.
I love it.
Because, I mean, by the end of the day, if we're not doing nothing but bar hopping, we're just shitty.
Yeah. Which has happened before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we had a driver and stuff, yeah. But I'm trying not to do that no more.
They got some good stuff at this place.
Still looking at Peppers.
Literally, you Peppers. Say the name of the town, and I'm going to go look at their food.
I have to, because if you guys ever need any suggestions, guess what? I'll have like a bunch for you, even though I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last time she found one restaurant in that town you were going to, she was in every Instagram video commenting, go to that pie place. Get me a pie.
Miss Angel's Heavenly Pies.
Tell me you're going to bring back a pie. Pie emoji, pie emoji, pie emoji. There you go.
And did I get a pie?
No.
Nope.
Nope. Not even.
They didn't go to that
pie bite.
Well, he didn't get to get a pie.
Yeah, I went, and it was the end of the day. They were closing, and I dropped a cake in the middle of the floor in there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You dropped a cake?
Yeah, they had these cakes that were, like, they were individual kind of cake. Well, they were just small. They were looks like they were baked in a loaf pan. And they had them in those plastic containers that make so much noise when you're trying to sneak a little bit of the cookie cake at night. And I had a couple of those stacked on top of each other, and one slipped off and hit the floor, and I had to clean it up. I didn't have, you know, I did, because I'm, you know, that's the kind of some bitch I am. Yeah.
So you did
clean up my mess.
You bought something?
Yeah,
not for
me. We got a couple of those cakes,
mm-hmm. But not for Alexa.
Yeah, did you say that? Not for me?
Yeah. I didn't see that whole thing until it was over.
I talked about it for a whole, like, 30 minutes. I talked about it.
But by the time I saw you again, it was going to be, you know, it wouldn't even have been fresh.
No, it still would have been delicious.
That cake, he would have gotten that cake on Saturday. He didn't see you again until yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, he wouldn't have been home until Saturday night to put it in the fridge or something.
I would eat it. And it's the thought that counts, because I would have been like, "Oh, he's so sweet. Like, he really listened to me."
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is it a thought whenever you tell somebody to do something? Well, I'm so thoughtful.
After I harassed you online. You know,
called you out publicly and, you know, tried to put a guilt trip on you and all that.
To be fair, when she talked so nice about it during the show, you should have known then. Yeah. Is what she's getting
at. That's what I was trying to talk to you about. Like, hello, go here.
Okay, well, let's look at it this way. You have a food business, and you never bring us anything off of that food truck.
Because I can't make it, like, in the morning. How am I going to go to the food truck before I come here?
Well, how's he going to keep that cake fresh for 6 days?
Cake is different. You don't want to taste an empanada, like, the next day after I made it, and it's cold and stuff. You don't want that.
I got a microwave.
Cake, you brought in those pupusas that day that your mom had made a couple days before or whatever.
It's different because these are fried, so it's going to be soggy if I put in the microwave.
Oh.
But I'll bring them in if you guys want. Or I'll bring them in and you guys can fry them at your house.
Wow.
I can do that.
It's like a food delivery.
Yeah, can you imagine?
You have to fry them yourself.
Meredith comes home and Rob's in there deep frying shit. She's like, what are you doing? That's an air fryer.
Yeah, I don't even have a deep fryer.
You can air fry them.
Ew.
Yeah.
But you can do, you can, you can fry stuff without having a deep fryer.
Well, I don't have any oil.
Oh, yeah, well,
oil,
you know,
oil's easy to get.
Right.
There, yeah, they have
no
it at stores.
Where you live.
I don't think they have it at South Carolina.
Try putting it in your hot dog toaster.
that stayed at my cousin's house. Meredith wouldn't let me bring my hot dog toaster.
God, that's jankiest appliances.
Yeah, having a
hot dog toaster.
It cooked the weenies and toasted the buns at the same time, right?
Right. Yeah, uh-huh.
That's like, you know, putting hot dogs in a crock pot.
Yeah, it's got like, you have to unfold the hot dog bun, stick it in.
Yeah.
And then the dogs are in the middle, and then there's two little hot dogs.
Yeah, so I'm looking at one now. So put two weenies in the middle and a bun on each side.
Yep.
And you just push it down. When it pops up, everything's ready.
I put it right next to my snow cone maker and my spaghetti press.
I don't want a toasted hot dog bun.
I don't either.
Oh, it's delicious.
I want it soft.
I want it soft. I was thinking the same thing.
Steamed and soft.
I like it soft on the outer shell, but the inner shell can be firm.
Yeah.
See, I tend to like bread products that don't have shells.
I guess that's a poor way to phrase it.
If I buy some hot dog buns and they got shells on them, I'm like, this is not fresh.
I made some hot dogs in the toaster if y'all want to come by. But, we need to call some.
I got a good deal on it, okay? Yeah.
I got some toaster hot dogs. And some microwave coffee.
It was like $10, okay?
I got some soup I just threw in the air fryer if y'all want to stop by.
I'd be stupid not to have bought it for $10.
So you were eating your Velveeta creamy beef stroganoff.
You're right.
Last night, and because Meredith wasn't home, she was eating something good with her mom.
Thank you.
Does she do that a lot? Say, well, I'm going to go eat dinner with my family tonight.
Well, yeah, because like she goes to work and she lives. I mean, she works near where her mom lives, so she just doesn't come home until after dinner. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And she knows that you're not going to come. I mean, most couples would say, she'd say, "Hey, mom wants us to eat dinner with them tonight, and I'll just go right after school and hang out over there. If you want to come later, and then you would go for dinner." Should come pulling up.
No, I'm good.
But that's not, y'all aren't a normal couple like that.
Yeah, I'm not.
You don't want to hang out with her parents?
And it's not that. I just don't want to get stuck in traffic. That's when she gets off at 5 o'clock. I ain't trying to deal with all that.
We'll go early.
Nah.
But even if it's like, if it means like you guys all spend some family time together, you just don't, you're not going to do it?
I'm good.
Yeah, and they don't want you there either, do they?
I mean, I'll go whenever it's like on a weekend or something, but.
I guarantee you they want him there.
You think?
He's a big part of their daughter's life, who they worship, and she worships them, which is wonderful. I guarantee they want a closer relationship with him.
Yeah, they probably think he's a jerk that he doesn't come and hang out with them. He's probably like, oh, he doesn't want to come because he's going to get stuck in traffic.
Like, all right, don't worry about it. Don't come over.
Yeah, I don't want him over here if he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah, I like eating dinner with her mom. It's just not on a weekday.
And her mom's kind of a fox.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. I looked her up on Facebook. Don't worry about it. I said, who's that woman? Here. Oh, you want to come see it's a hot dog toaster?
I'll toast her buns.
That's gross.
I think I told you guys when Riggins first brought this up that one of my cousins in Michigan, his friend, follows Meredith on Snapchat. So when she posts a Snapchat of her mom, he always comments on that one only.
Yeah.
Tell Kathy she's looking good.
Well, I want to see now. I want to know.
She's pretty cute.
How do we find her?
But so you do think that, Riggins, you think that do you think they give her a hard time about it? Why won't Rob ever come hang out with us? Or why?
I don't know. I think maybe you exhaust it. And you're like, why don't we ever get to see him? You know, because I know that's what my parents would do. Why don't we ever, you know, such an important part of your life. We want to be involved. That's how they would react. But maybe they've been together 8 years or whatever. Yeah. So hopefully they've kind of given up on it. Because that would just be unbearable.
Right.
So,
but if it were me, I would take it personally.
Yeah.
Sure.
That he just didn't want to be around us, or he thinks he's too good, or you know, something like that.
Yeah, I couldn't. Jay goes to his mom's a lot, and I can't ever think of being like, no, I'm not going with you.
Yeah. There are times though when he doesn't want you going, and they don't want you there either.
Yeah, you may not always go.
I feel like I have to go every time. Because the other day I kind of said something like, I'm like, do you want to go spend time with your mom by yourself? Like, he was like, well, she's going to ask where you're at. I'm like, okay, well, yeah. I guess I'm going.
You imagine the sisters talking. If you don't show up, they're like, what, this bitch?
I know. And if we're going to his mom's house, like, it's not just a fast, like, we're going to be in and out. Like, we're going to be there. She's going to serve us food. We're going to start drinking. She's going to want to watch TV. Like, it's a whole thing.
Well, you know, like my mom would throw a guilt trip on me when I was younger, when I was a teenager and all, and I'd say, Mom, I don't want to go over there. It's like so-and-so wants us to, would love to see you, and they want us to come over there and da-da-da. And I go, Mom, I don't want to do that. She'd go, oh, yeah, it must be so awful to be you and have people want you around. That's so terrible, isn't it? I know.
Yeah.
It must be awful. To be you, people always wanting you around.
Be like it
wanting
is
to be around you.
It's actually, draining, actually.
Well, yeah. Ass, Mom.
It's the it's worst. Awful.
It's like Elvis. You know, he killed poor Elvis.
Yeah.
Y'all are loving me to death, Mama. Loving me to death.
So, do you think, Rob, that they want you to be over there more and hanging out with them and have a better relationship with them? Uh-huh. At least know their names.
I know their names. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
How often do you see them? Just curious.
I see her mom, I don't know, maybe once a month.
When she comes to the house?
No.
When y'all meet out for dinner?
Yeah, it's on the weekends.
On the weekends.
Okay. Well, no, her mom works on the weekends, so I guess it's like probably like a Friday, if anything.
What does her mama do?
She's a nurse.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
She can really know a man's body.
Ew.
Oh, gosh. I found her on Snapchat.
Tell her she's looking good.
She knows all them buttons to push.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
They picked the right person to talk about this. Hangovers are the worst, but I don't get hangovers anymore. Not because I don't enjoy an occasional cocktail every once in a while, but because I've discovered liqueur. It's a drinking gummy to help you stay in good spirits after a few good spirits. See? Loaded with electrolytes, B vitamins to avoid fatigue, ginger root to fight nausea, and DHM to support your liver and alcohol metabolism. Save 15% on liqueur gummies by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and using promo code TJ at checkout. Say so long to hangovers with liqueur drinking gummies. Ace TJ Prime Rewards members, here is your extra funny secret word for Thursday, September 28th. Flannel. Again, that secret word is flannel. If you're not a member of Ace TJ Prime yet, go to our app and join today, or go to acetj.com/prime.